Hong Kong woke up reeling this morning from what the city's police chief has called one of its most violent and chaotic days. 104 people were taken to hospital yesterday, 180 were arrested, and an 18-year-old became the first protester to be shot during more than 100 days of protests. The crescendo of clashes diverted attention from the Chinese Communist Party's 70th anniversary party. With both sides accusing each other of instigating the violence, a way forward for the civil unrest is still no clearer. Eleanor Whitehead reports.
Hundreds marched again today after yesterday's violent protest left a teenager shot by a Hong Kong police officer fighting for his life. Here's protester Tiffany Hsu.
I feel so angry and I feel so shocked because at the first moment I have a little bit hope for the Hong Kong police, but nowadays, I'm so disappointed for the Hong Kong police what they've done.
Officers had previously fired warning shots during Hong Kong's 4 months of civil unrest, but this is the first time a protester is known to have been fired on with a live bullet. Pro-Beijing lawmakers have defended the police, saying the officer was attacked by radical and violent protesters. Andrew Edwards is a Hong Kong-based security and risk consultant. He says some protesters are resorting to more violent tactics.
They are responsible in many ways. It's very, very clear that certain elements of the protest movement, they are actively seeking confrontation with the police. They use a range of rudimentary weapons, from bamboo poles, steel poles, slingshots with steel ball, which really can be quite deadly. Obviously, they're using Molotov cocktails, and they're much more prepared to use them.
And he thinks police have not reacted disproportionately.
The use of weaponry has only been used, to best of my knowledge, in circumstances where the officers were in legitimate fear of their lives. Most of them had been isolated. Most of them had already been set upon by large groups of violent protesters armed with metal pipes, and warning shots have been fired.
Hong Kong lawyer and political commentator Kevin Yam sees things differently.
The police have been given carte blanche to do whatever they want. Yesterday's live round leading to a protester being shot in the lungs came after earlier letters from police unions calling for exactly that, live rounds being shot at protesters. So I don't think we should be surprised that this is what the police has ended up doing.
Hong Kong has withdrawn the extradition bill which triggered the protests 4 months ago, but activists have further demands for democratic reform and an independent investigation into police conduct.
If the government was willing to accede to a properly constituted independent inquiry chaired by a credible person, that would still take quite a bit of the heat out of what's going on right now. But so far, the government has refused to do so.
Beijing officials have said they have faith in Hong Kong's capacity to calm down the current situation. But an investigation by Reuters found that China has amassed up to 12,000 troops in Hong Kong. Kevin Yam says a military intervention remains unlikely.
It's pretty clear that what they're doing is they're trying to use as much violence as possible to quell as many people as possible and to arrest as many people as possible and hope to wait this thing out by attrition.
And he says that's a tactic which may be working.
Whilst the images that are being beamed around the world are disturbing, it's fair to say that protester numbers are falling somewhat and have done so in recent weeks, not because people have changed their minds and they're now suddenly supporting the government, but simply because people are becoming a little bit exhausted.
Hong Kong lawyer and political commentator Kevin Yam, Eleanor Whitehead, our reporter.